Wet Leg and Wet Dream, 10:40 the time, 20 minutes shy of 11 o'clock. The Mornings with Ed show extends into the midday. And delighted to have live music back in studio. The band is Megadose, and their latest album is called Heating Up. We're going to hear a few songs off of that album here in just a couple of moments. Steven Steen, along with Mikey Ferrario, Laura Senlow, and James Keisner, form this band. I've been enjoying them for the last several minutes here, just listening to them warm up. You're about to be in for a treat. Here to play Hey 911 is the band Megadose.
This country's lost its stand. What do you say to that? Was one that occurred intended to be bad? Oh, my dears, go out and go. Observe this broken glass. You might say to move along now. Well, not me, not my friends. I am afraid you will be standing in the way. Try again. If you must, we won't go down just like that. Hey 911, alert your next official. I just called the cops, and what we got was non-judicial. We've all seen the news now. No, make me come out.
We're Megadose here on KXFM here in Laguna Beach. Very excited to be here. We're going to do a couple more. Thanks to Ed for playing host, keeping it going here. That last number was Hey 911 off of our new record. We're going to play another off the new one called The Voyeur right here.
We'll be right back.
missing from your life. It makes you think you want to survive.
Thanks a lot for tuning in again. Yeah, we're Megadose on tour down from Seattle. We're gonna do one more before joining Ed in the studio here on KXFM. It's a beautiful day in Laguna Beach, looking out the window luxuriously from this live studio. We're gonna do one more. We got Laura here playing bass, Mikey on guitar, James on the drums. This next one's called Roxy.
1, 2, 3. We'll be right back.
There you have it. The band is Megadose. The album is heating up. That song was Roxy. We got Mikey, Laura, James, and Steven about to come into studio. What a great live set that was. I'm stoked that they were here today. On the other side of this, we'll be chatting them up here. It's the Mornings with Ed show. Missing persons, 10:55 the time, 5 minutes shy of 11 o'clock. It's the Mornings with Ed show. And what a great live set we just heard. Megadose, the band, the new album is heating up. And I'm not just saying that rhetorically. It is actually titled Heating Up. We welcome Steven, Mikey, Laura, and James in studio. Welcome, everybody.
Thanks, Ed. Thanks for having us.
Wow, what a great live set. And early in the morning, it's a tough thing to do. You drove all the way from San Diego. You were probably cramped up from being in the van. And by the way, that's a band van right there.
It is. It's a proper 12-passenger van. Woke up at the crack of 7 a.m. to get here, so thanks for hosting.
Well, thank you for having us. I played Missing Persons after your set, reminded that, my God, there was some great new wave sounds there in Roxy that I loved.
Thank you. Tell
me about Roxy.
Well, Roxy, it's funny because we're kind of cheating. We're sort of promoting the record here, but that's the one we're getting a head start on because that's an unrecorded song. But we've had so much fun with it. We just wanted to bring it into the set today because we have been kind of messing around with the new wave thing, you know, Right. Just kind of listening to a lot of that stuff. So,
right.
It's been one of our favorites recently. So
it's a great sound. You pull off well. And I got to tell you that for me, that's that song, Laura, a tremendous job on the bass there.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's all. That's
a fun one to play.
All right. Yeah. Tell me about the development of the song and you how you jam to it.
Steven actually wrote the bass line, okay. So I can't take credit for it. Mm-hmm. But it's fun to play, and I get to mess around with it a little.
And she plays it a lot better than I can, to be completely fair.
So, Steven, you write most of the music?
I do, yes.
Okay.
Yes. A lot of the stuff is written collaboratively. Sometimes I'll come in like with a demo and be like, boom, 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 here's the parts. But then even if I do it that way or we right. do it that way, right. everybody kind of like makes the parts their own. So it ends up pretty different.
Right.
We also write some stuff pretty collaboratively. We've been playing together a long time, the four of us.
Right.
Mikey especially and I have been playing since middle school. So we're really used to that sort of psychic music connection.
Right. Now, I mentioned earlier that the band is, I said Seattle, but you're actually from all different parts of the Northwest. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, we are. Seattle, Tacoma, Portland.
Okay.
We all began in Seattle. We all used to live there, and that's where we first got together.
Right. Obviously, a great, it was, as I recall, a great music scene. Still the same story, still the same scenario, a great music scene?
Broadly, yes.
All right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Allowed the band to flourish?
Yeah, I'd say so. Right. Really welcoming scene, amazing bands and other artists to collaborate with. There's so much happening there. We absolutely love it.
All right. And two of you met in junior high school, right? You met...
yes, okay. That's Mikey and myself here.
All right. So as you grow, okay, you meet in junior high and you both have musical interests, I imagine, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you think, all right, well, let's start a band. But then high school happens, the change happens, we meet different people in our lives.
Yeah.
How did we survive that?
So we kind of followed each other through all the changes and just, yeah, that's the best way to put it.
All right.
He led me through my changes and I led him through his changes, musically and personally and everything. So we remained really good friends all the way through. We had like ebbs and flows a little bit, but right. the last like 5 years, it's only flowed, I would say. And mm-hmm. so,
right. I often say that's gotta be a tough thing. You meet what's going to be a lifetime bandmate and you know it in junior high school, you know it. All right, I'm going to be with this guy in a band or two or three or whatever for the rest of my life. But then high school happens.
The hardest part about right. it, honestly, right. was that we're both songwriters. So right. we were both like, you know, trying to be the leader of
whose
the
songs
band.
Are we playing here?
Right.
We right. did a lot of yeah. several bands where we were both songwriters in it.
Yeah.
And so, right. but I think we figured out at some point that it works better if we have our own projects going and then both people feel really good about their collaboration with it. And we still just collaborate on like a lot of different projects and
it's play like
with different groups together.
Yes. And this is a perfect time to plug Mikey's band called Michael, the band. Look them up. That's where he does the bulk of his songwriting lately. James plays drums in that one as well. It's very much more electronically produced. Lots of great synthesizer action. It's pop records, basically, what they're making. It sounds amazing. So do look them up if you like we heard today, because there's they're kind of our sibling band, if you will.
Oh, I love that. So so the Heating Up album, by the way, was produced by Mike Davis. Does he also produce your music as well?
So Mike Davis is my musical partner in the other band, Michael the Band.
Okay, there we go.
So, yeah. It's a big, happy family.
And I mentioned to you in the lobby, you can tell it's a happy family by the sound of the music, by how great the music sounds. James, on the drums, you just sat down and boom, there you go. I don't mind these drums at all, he said. There was no snootiness that I get from some drummers. Oh, electronic drum kit, are you kidding me?
I grew up in guitar centers playing all of the electric drum, drum kit. So
you were that guy.
I know a V-drum when I walk into it, and I'm happy when I walk into it. So it's just seeing this thing. I mean, it's like kind of a delight to play. So I was just like very happy to walk in here and see that and know that we would be able to find a balance and kind of your energy coming in. It just felt like a really nice space to walk into here.
Oh, right on, right on. Am I embarrassing you if I say flawless drumming? That was pretty flawless.
Yes, but I'll accept it.
James is a really, really amazing drummer and never flinches no matter the setup. And we've seen some pretty messed up setups in our day. So that's one of his strengths.
I may have been involved in a couple of those messed up setups, I'm sure. Laura on the bass. How long you been playing?
About 20 years. My dad bought me my first jazz bass when I was 12. And
so you started...
put it down since.
So did you start with jazz music on the bass?
A little bit. Like I played in jazz band in high school and that kind of thing. And it's a great style of music to learn.
When you guys were... And again, I don't want to embarrass anybody here, but when you were warming up, I thought to myself, oh, I hear a little Stanley Clark in her bass.
Oh,
just a little bit. I swear. And I thought, okay, yeah, there's some jazz, good funk going on in there. And this band, it would seem, lends to your style.
Yeah.
It seems to be a perfect
fit. Yeah, I have a lot of fun. And Steven writes... We kind of try to hop genres, so I get to do a lot.
Steven, tell me about Heating Up the album.
Well, the bulk of the songs from Heating Up were written during, just about the 1 year mark in the pandemic. So early 2021, I was kind of like noodling around by myself, of course, a lot in the house with my wife, Annie, and finally kind of like, air quotes here, hit the studio upstairs in my creaky attic and my like little tiny audio interface and just kind of banged out like 10 or 15 songs. And, having all of that happen at once was like, okay, maybe we have an album here. So that summer we, in March, once we were all vaccinated, we got together and started playing it. It was kind of well timed because it had all just been written, and it was like, okay, let's figure out like which one of these works well and make it work with the band. And some of them were pretty fleshed out, and others were just like a guitar part and my vocal. So we spent some time on that, and then in July during the infamous Heat Dome, July 2021 in Seattle, it was a crazy time. We recorded the bulk of it with a little bit extra later on, and kind of sat on it for a while because Mike Davis was working on some production and mixing. Trevor Spencer also mixed the record fully, just like did an amazing job with that. So we took our time with like sort of the final product.
Right.
Really glad to have it out now finally.
So two questions here. The magic of an attic studio, of your own home studio, there's a magic there, isn't there? There has to be a special feeling and a special sound that comes from home.
It's an old house. There's a big window where I just literally look out on the street and watch people passing by. And it's kind of a high second story. And so it's a little voyeuristic where like people don't know I'm looking at them walking their dogs.
Right.
But there is a bit of inspiration there looking out toward the Ballard neighborhood from Finney Ridge, where I lived for a long time in Seattle. So definitely, you can see the mountains. It's very PNW vibes up there.
Let's segue into voyeuristic, because from here in the window, I can watch people texting as they drive all day. It just makes me so mad. Get off the phone! The second one you did was The Voyeur.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, that one was the last one to be finished from the record. I kind of sat on the lyrics for that for a while, feeling very picky about it, and just let the second verse kind of come to me toward the end. This was one of those where I had the guitar hook for a long time, na 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 na, and I've probably had that hook for like 8 years and never really felt like I was able to get a song out of it that I liked, you know, just playing with different chord progressions to follow it. And in the course of this kind of little writing bonanza in 2021, I kind of threw that in there and found something that I liked, and a little good old fashioned folk rock vocal stack ensued with a nice kind of like, I was kind of referencing like CSNY with it a little bit when we were in the studio, and recorded a version of it that I would not have guessed the first time I wrote that song when I was like, or that piece of that song when I was 22 or 23. But pretty happy with it. We used a Nashville-tuned guitar on it, too, on the recording, which is a little bit different for us.
Right.
An idea from Mike Davis, the producer. That makes it work, I think, really well and gives it that folk sort of sound.
Right. So you said you wrote a bulk of the songs during isolation and COVID. And I've come across artists and I sometimes think, my God, is that all you did was write music during COVID? How dark was the music you were writing during that isolation period? And were you finding yourself, well, I got to lighten it up a little bit, or was it just generally dark?
That's a good question. I mean, there are a couple of sort of tongue-in-cheek dark themes delivered in a happy tone happening on the record. Hey 911 is one of those where it's kind of about uprisings against police violence,
right,
and police brutality, and the frustrations of those early COVID days, that kind of bottling up, like, what the heck do I do here?
Right.
But it's also kind of like a fun little pop song. So that's kind of how a lot of the stuff ended up for me, because music is... When I sit down to write, I don't write very moody music. It's just, right, it's kind of a fun escape for me by myself. And so I try to amp myself up and make it kind of hooky and poppy. And that sometimes translates into the final product. And sometimes it gets toned down once we figure out all the rest of the instrumentation. But didn't have to worry about like too dark of themes, thankfully.
Right. And you mentioned Hey 911 about the police brutality. And were you up north during the Portland?
Yeah, so at that time I lived in Seattle and we all participated to different degrees in the protests happening,
right,
you know, anti-police brutality protests throughout, right, Seattle. And there was a lot of that in Portland as well, famously so.
Right.
Yeah, we support it. It's a big thing for us.
Yeah, it was down here and we supported it as well. And yeah, right on, right on, right on for the music you're writing about it, right on for writing music that means something, that matters.
Thank you.
All right. And, so where do we go next? Where's your, not today for lunch or whatever. That's a great stop right there. What's next on the agenda for the band?
Yeah. So, well, just quick, like zoom in here for the tour. We're playing San Diego tonight at Till 2 Club. We're playing The Smell tomorrow in Ollie Ages show in LA, and then Friday night will be the last show of this tour at Hotel Cafe in Hollywood. Looking forward to all of those shows, reconnecting with some old music friends from down here. And then what's next for the band? I don't know. We've got a couple of local shows in the Pacific Northwest booked for this spring.
Okay.
I'm trying to like kind of feverishly write some stuff to potentially get to a bit of recording over the summer.
Right.
But we're taking it one month at a time here. If anybody wants to book a show, hit us up.
Right. Well, yeah, that's exactly my point. So as you play these next three gigs down here, are you looking to maybe repeat that in the fall or something?
Yes, actually. Right. Yeah. And we just had an amazing time in the Bay. Played a bunch of shows, had sort of, we were like referring to it sort of jokingly as our Bay Area residency, because,
right,
we played four shows between the Bay and Sacramento. And so we'll be coming back down in the summer. Haven't figured out the exact dates, right, for that, and potentially another run down in the fall or early this time next year.
Excellent. We got a ton of listeners up in the Bay Area. And so I'm inviting them to,
yes,
check you out whenever.
Yes, thanks.
If somebody wants to purchase your music or your swag or whatever, where do they go that best benefits the band?
Yes. Okay, so megadose.bandcamp.com, and it's, right, spelled just like it sounds, Megadose. That's where you can buy some of our merch, including our record. We have vinyl of the first album and the second one, Heating Up.
Right.
They look really great. Just a quick plug too for Melody Hirsch, who did the album design, the cover, the back cover. There's an inner sleeve that looks really nice that she did for us, that I'm really happy about. It has all the lyrics on it. So if you really want to nerd out,
right, which I do, I,
yeah,
love, there's nothing,
yeah,
I love more than album art, man. I
yeah,
could spend all day looking at album art.
Yeah. So there's that. And then Instagram is kind of where we post most of our updates for shows and everything. So mega.dose on Instagram is where you can find out about stuff like this. We were posting about this before the set on the air, and all kinds, right, of tour updates.
Right on. And next time you guys come down, Mikey, bring your surfboard. I'll take you over to Rock Pile here, about
heck
a mile,
yeah,
up the coast,
nice,
man.
Yeah,
all right,
dude.
You guys are great, man. And we will of course continue to play you on our lineup here at the radio station. And again, if you're looking to listen to their set, if you missed any portion of it, it'll be up on the KXFM website a little bit later on. Pull down the podcast tab, and there it is. Stephen, Laura, Mikey, and James. The band is Megadose. The album is Heating Up. Thank you so much for being here today, you guys.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, KXFM.
It was a blast. 11:09 the time.